You're listening to SBS News.
In another sign of the changing times, the last boiler house from the decommissioned Hazelwood coal-fired power station has come crashing down. But debate about the future of fossil fuels is still burning within the coalition. Nationals party members who are in favour of a net zero target, like Anne Webster and Darren Chester, are watching on.
It's a bit like watching a cake cook or the kettle to boil.
I support the Prime Minister's position and taking a net zero by 2050 position to Glasgow.
While those against it are in no hurry to settle on a position. Among them are Resources Minister Keith Pitt and Senator Matt Canavan.
No, I don't think it's unreasonable to take some time to look at the detail.
I don't speak about party room, but the answer is no right now.
The Nationals and Liberals have held a joint party room meeting, but the issue wasn't even raised by Scott Morrison or Barnaby Joyce. Two backbenchers did speak up, Liberal Gerard Rennick and Nationals' Matt Canavan, who's unhappy with undermining within the party room.
The party room here is being gaslighted, and that's kind of ironic given that it's being gaslighted by people who want to end the use of fossil fuels. This is not the way that the coalition has typically worked, this could get a little bit ugly.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce, concedes it's not his call to make.
That's the prerogative of the Prime Minister. And once more, we're not going to start trying to even mimic, bullying the Prime Minister or coercing the Prime Minister. He has his own mandate and he has his own capacity, and that is absolutely and utterly his own right.
As he approaches that decision, Scott Morrison has acknowledged regional Australia will feel the transition.
The challenges that are occurring globally because of the world's response to climate change will have significant impacts on rural and regional Australia.
The opposition's energy spokesman, Chris Bowen, is demanding to see the information behind the decision when it comes.
Will the Prime Minister release government modelling on the impacts of net zero emissions by 2050 presented to the Nationals party room? Why is this modelling secret?
The vast majority of the coalition is moving in favour of net zero by 2050. It's just a handful of government MPs and senators who will not budge. A decision either way will need to be made soon as the Prime Minister leaves for Glasgow next week. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.